the UN's International Atomic Energy Agency, or IAEA, to discuss concerns about Ukraine's Zaporizhzhia nuclear power plant. Here's VOA's Jeff Custer.
The visit is the second time IAEA Director General Rafael Mariano Grossi has visited Europe's largest nuclear power plant, and the first visit since September 1st of last year, when he established a permanent presence of agency experts at the southern Ukraine site. From his official Twitter account, Grossi posted pictures of his meeting with Zelensky, saying he and the Ukrainian president had a rich exchange regarding efforts to protect the plant, and the IAEA chief pledged his agency's full support. Grossi said Zelensky also led him and his team on a tour of the nearby Dnipro hydroelectric station, where the president showed them recent damage suffered to the dam there. Grossi said the station is an essential part of the system that sustains nuclear safety at the Zaporizhzhia nuclear plant. Jeff Custer, VOA News, Washington.
Ukraine's President Volodymyr Zelensky met with British actor Orlando Bloom in Kyiv on Sunday. Bloom, who is also a UNICEF Goodwill Ambassador, arrived in Kyiv over the weekend and visited Kyiv's suburb of Irpin. During his visit with Zelensky, Bloom said he was struck by the courage of the Ukrainian people.
So encouraging. Yeah. I mean, in so many ways, to see just the remarkably stoic nature of the people of Ukraine. And of course, your messaging that I think is reflected in their courage and in their determination and in their perseverance and resilience.
There has been another school shooting in the United States. Officials responded to a private Christian school in the southern U.S. city of Nashville, Tennessee, Monday morning that left multiple victims before police, quote, engaged the gunman, leaving the suspect dead, local officials said. The shooting happened at the Covenant School. This is VOA News. Islamist militant attacks in southern Burkina Faso have raised concerns that young people across the border in Ghana may be drawn to extremism due to a lack of economic opportunities. VOA's Sianu Tord has more on the arts entertainment program to help them.
At the Bogatanga Technical Institute in Ghana, students are painting their vision of a peaceful society. In real life, their communities are marked by tribal disputes and conflicts that experts say threaten security. Students say different factions target young people, assigning them to dangerous tasks and sometimes combat. National security officials say increasing unemployment among young people in northern Ghana is making them even more vulnerable to extremist groups. To help avert the risk of recruitment into militant groups, the Rural Initiatives for Self-Empowerment, Rise Ghana, has launched a Peace in School campaign in 15 schools in the Upper East region of Ghana. The project uses arts, theater, and entertainment to engage the youth and rally them against violent extremism. Sana Anutot for VOA News, Bogatanga, Ghana.
The United States has not seen any additional attacks or responses in the past 36 hours in Syria, a White House spokesperson said on Monday. He said the United States remains vigilant after a March 23rd attack on a U.S. base in Syria that killed an American contractor, wounded another, and hurt five U.S. troops. Protesters in Tel Aviv blocked the city's main highway Monday, upping pressure on Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu and his plan to overhaul the judiciary. Thousands of protesters also gathered outside the Knesset, or parliament, to keep up the pressure. The overhaul is driven by Netanyahu, who is on trial for corruption, and his allies in Israel's most right-wing government ever. Search and recovery continues in the U.S. state of Mississippi 2 days after at least 25 people were killed and dozens more injured when a massive storm ripped through several towns. In an AP interview, National Weather Service Storm Prediction Center forecaster Jared Geyer says more severe weather will hit the same areas later this week.
There is a possibility of severe storms that could produce tornadoes by the time we get into the Thursday and Friday time frame. Again, Thursday looks to be focused across the southern plains as far as a severe threat. And then on Friday, that would shift east-northeastward in more Midwest.
Crews faced the daunting task of digging through the debris of flattened and battered homes, commercial buildings, and municipal offices after hundreds of people were displaced. U.S. President Joe Biden issued an emergency declaration for Mississippi early Sunday. I'm Diane Roberts, VOA News.
VOA 1. Myself control. Yeah, you're starting to trickle back in.